My name is Chris Reet. I'm the Roundup Ready Plus Marketing Manager. Roundup Ready Plus is Monsanto's answer for weed management for farmers. So we've experienced a lot of challenges in some parts of the country, especially the Southeast, dealing with tough-to-control weeds and glyphosate-resistant weeds. So it's very important for farmers in the Midwest to understand that they've got the opportunity, the luxury, of being in front of that curve, in front of that issue right now. And that's what we're trying to implement with Roundup Ready Plus, is to have recommendations for products and serve as incentives for farmers to take a proactive step for weed control. And that means putting down residuals in front of corn and soybeans.
How does it work?
It works. We reached out to academia, third-party weed experts, and asked them for their most sound recommendations for weed control. So we reached out to our industry partners, and that includes Syngenta, Ambac, Valent, FMC. So we've got some really industry-leading products in there. They were happy to join with us to provide weed solutions for farmers with their products, and we also were able to provide financial incentives on top of that to help farmers offset the costs.
So does that involve, say, tank mixes of some of these products?
It does. Primarily, it's pre-emerge products. We want to see something put down pre to get those chance to control those weeds prior to them getting a foothold. We do have applications that are tank mixed with Roundup for post-control, but the key to it, the real key, Tom, is to making sure a farmer is proactive. And that proactive step is going to be making sure they're using a pre-down in front of corn and soy.
It's also interesting that there's more cooperation among competitors here.
It absolutely is, and I think it made it real for people to see that this is an industry initiative. This is not something Monsanto is solely driving. Realize that it's so important for farmers to have options for weed control that many companies were willing to step up to the plate, join in together, and provide solutions.
How do growers take advantage?
The best way is for them to reach out to their local retailer. Obviously, there's many products that fit, but we have some that we think are the best fits according to our recommendations, and those products are incentivized so they can ask their retailer, their local Monsanto rep, what fits. Just for an example, for this year, we just recently got a pre-label for Warrant herbicide. Now, Warrant's acetochlor, and it goes very good in front of soybeans or post-application soybeans. So we're very excited about that providing an additional mode of action for farmers to use in soybeans.
It sounds like this is a step in the preservation of a technology that farmers have enjoyed now for a couple of decades. Characterize how important this is to preserve glyphosate technology.
It absolutely is. So we've become a little bit spoiled as farmers to say, hey, what kills that weed? Well, Roundup kills it. Well, how much? I don't know, but if you keep pouring it on there, it will. And that's just not sound agronomic management to use a single mode of action. It's going to be so important for farmers to continue to use Roundup to control a wide range of weeds, but those tough to control weeds like a water hemp or something like that they may be facing, make sure that they're putting an additional tank mix like you mentioned in there, or that they're using something pre to prevent those strong weeds from getting a foothold and causing them problems down the line. So you asked where farmers can find that information. Obviously, your local retailers are a great source, or local rep. They have those local recommendations and knowledge to be able to provide the best options for weed control in their area. Additionally, if they're really looking to research what opportunities are out there for products and incentives, RoundupReadyPlus.com is a great place to look and research that information.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate the time.